On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
I would love that as an opening. Hey, this is Tall Can Sports. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you missed out on that, everybody.
Yeah. The preamble is often way better than the show itself.
The stuff that's running while the...
The off-air section of this, we're going to start billing for. We'll open up a little camera in the studio.
That's what everyone wants.
Someone will have to put their pants on. We'll let you figure out which one of us that is.
Well, and that same person will have to start wearing underwear as well.
Whoops. I'll never do that.
You can't make me.
And we will bill you hard for that camera, but you can have it.
That's a euphemism too, just for the record.
We will.
You will be billed
hard.
Middle name William over here.
He's the guy with no pants on in the corner.
As it turns out.
Yeah. Also not wearing underwear.
Yep.
Rudderless
boat.
Calling it a rudder now. As we're here on the end of the NHL season, thought we might take an opportunity. We're going to talk a little baseball here shortly. But to start things off, we checked in on this at midseason. We thought maybe it'd be worthwhile to check in. Once again, now that things are said and done.
SMRT.
On our preseason NHL standings, he is not as smart as he is claiming to be. I think we got the division winners all correct.
No, we did not.
No, we did not, actually.
The one that we were the smartest about and we felt like we knew the best, we were actually the most incorrect.
And that's probably where some biases were showing.
Oh, your bias is showing.
It's a huge bias.
Yes. And it's in the... Okay.
All right. We can run through each division quickly and say what each of us had. But before we do, maybe it's not necessary. Why don't we just start in the Pacific and kind of briefly address each division? What is the most surprising thing to you in the Pacific division?
Well, clearly the most surprising thing to me is the Oilers.
Who still, you know, cards on the table is being recorded on Sunday afternoon. A lot of things basically finished, not everything finished. Oilers with a chance to win that division.
Yeah, people cemented in, right? The top
playoffs are set.
The eight playoff spots are set.
Teams are set.
It's just jockeying for position, right?
So we both had the Oilers taking substantial step forward. You had them in third, I believe.
I had them in fourth, not making the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I had one of the Metro teams, Minnesota,
Central
in this situation.
Team, yeah.
Central teams crossing over and taking that fist. So I did have Edmonton improving and flirting with a spot, but I had them out of the playoffs in fourth spot.
Okay, I had them in fifth. I had Calgary up in fourth, also not making it.
Right, and you and I had flipped those. That's essentially. We both had, and really, it's I think in most divisions, It's the bottom half is what's intriguing.
Who's going to be the shittiest?
Right. And you and I both had the Canucks actually finishing last in the Pacific Division.
Yeah.
They were very curious. They were biblically bad at the beginning of the season. They went they had a couple of decent runs.
Yep.
Right, which at one point pushed them up and went flirting with a wild card spot.
No, it's true.
Which was scary to all of us because we all hate the Canucks.
Sure, especially their fans. Fuck you, people. Coming from a Leaf fan.
Yep.
No, and so we each had the Sharks first.
Yeah, we both had the Sharks first.
Had the Kings second.
We both had the Kings second. Whoops. And we both had the Ducks third.
So essentially, as you mentioned a little while ago before we turned the mics on, if you flip the Oilers and the Kings, that's pretty much how this division has played it. We both expected Phoenix to be bad, Arizona, whatever you want to call them, to be bad, right?
Yep.
But I obviously didn't see Edmonton being this much better this quickly. And you can have a conversation about, is the team that much better? And some fans will jump up and down and say yes, because for some reason they don't want to admit that McDavid might just be that awesome, even though he is theirs.
Right.
Him and Talbot, who has been awesome, I think he should have been an all-star and was robbed by the one guy from each team rule that got Mike Smith into onto that team from Phoenix. But they're
Maroon
has been better than I think anyone expected. Lucic has probably, for me, been worse than I expected.
Worse, but I think his impact goes a long way towards in terms of allowing other guys to play bigger.
Yeah.
Right? I think when you look at, I think, the linchpin pieces, the keys, the biggest keys, and you touched on Talbot and McDavid. McDavid was a given. He was going to be great. Talbot, a little bit of a question mark. Can he be that number one?
Yeah, he was better than I expected.
Right, so he was slightly better. But to me, I think the two names that come up for me are Larson, Draisaitl.
Draisaitl, I didn't mention. He's been very good.
To me, those two
Maroon
guys
as well,
and that presence, and I think their defense has been slightly better. Darnell Nurse has continued to improve. You know, Klefbom's played well. Larson, I think, has really stabilized that back end. Don't forget about Eric Greiba.
Sure.
No, but in terms of a depth guy, a Chris Russell, I think we talked about that signing just before the season started.
Yeah.
Right, great signing as a depth guy, right? And I think their D has solidified a little better, given Talbot a bit more of a chance. And Draisaitl, I think, all things being equal, if you knew McDavid was going to be great, to me it's Draisaitl and Larson and a slightly above average of what we expected Talbot. Makes that team way better.
And I don't want to get hunkered down too much on Edmonton, but as you come into it, and you and I haven't watched a ton of Oilers games.
I try to avoid it, to be honest with you.
So Draisaitl has put up great numbers, has played very, very well, but a lot of that has been playing with McDavid.
Yeah, man, almost over 80 points.
And you wonder, though, what does that do to their depth, right? Like, would he be better off or would they be better off with him? I mean, over 80 points, hard to argue with too much. But, you know, to me, that's a question moving forward that they're going to have to answer.
But I think those are the reasons that have sort of...
Yeah,
in things, and we both talked about Larson, in different terms. I think I like the trade.
I didn't at all. I still don't.
Okay, well, and I think this season shows.
Wow, shows what? That a full season with Connor McDavid, and hey, all of a sudden we're pretty good.
Taylor Hall, 13 goals in New Jersey. I think they're disappointed with that.
That's probably fair.
Okay.
No, it's true.
Boom! I
just didn't think Adam Larson was enough for Taylor Hall. How many does Taylor Hall get playing with McDavid instead of
And you know what?
Adam
and I know you're doing a little devil's advocate thing here.
Yeah.
But I think what you look at is the stability, and you had to give up something.
Sure.
I don't think either one of us, and you certainly are not, and I'm certainly not, quibbling about the quality of Taylor Hall and the usefulness.
Right.
But what Edmonton needed was what Adam Larson brings.
Yep.
And so to me, you got to give something up. And if you lucked into the emergence or the next step of Draisaitl, and honestly, a great season, as you said, by Patrick Maroon.
Yep.
those sorts of things, you go, okay, coupled with a solidified D.
No, it's true. So as we move around, a couple other things of note for me in this division before we move along. I didn't expect, I mean, I guess based on my predictions,
on,
I did, but Arizona, I didn't think I needed to see more from those young guys starting to come along.
Would be that bad?
Yeah, and we just didn't. And also Calgary, after the start they got off to and the goaltending woes they were having, man, things were bad in Calgary early
on. Nobody was worse early,
right,
except for maybe the Canucks.
Yeah.
And perhaps nobody was better.
They were hot through the second half.
At the end.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the season, man. They were on a 10-game.
And this came up yesterday. You and I were out, and I said, and it wasn't my prediction, but someone else had said, I won't be shocked if it's a Calgary-Washington final. Youth said that might be crazy.
It's crazy.
It's not my prediction, but I do think it's wide open. I think Chicago's the only real team that you gotta, that's really scaring me out there. Edmonton and Calgary are both going to be young, right? They're both going to be whatever you want to say. To me, those teams don't scare me. San Jose has been ice cold.
Well, I think it looks like, and again, I haven't even looked at the stats, but I think Calgary is still sitting in that wild card spot.
Yep.
Have the Blues passed them?
The Blues are past them.
So Calgary is sitting in the second wild card spot, which means they would play Chicago.
No, Calgary, it looked, if Edmonton finished first, and again, it depends, we could have recorded this a day later, but there was a chance if Edmonton.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a playoff preview later. We're just sort of
spitballing through our preseason predictions.
Yeah.
But it looked like if Edmonton got first in the division, they would play Calgary.
Yeah, and you know what? We're better off not even.
So that would leave Anaheim, San Jose, and then over on the other side. So yeah, you're right. We don't have to dabble too far into that, but to me, Calgary.
Because Chicago has the strongest team there, gets the weakest wildcard team. Now, Chicago, yeah. St. Louis would be killer.
Yeah. And then Nashville, Minnesota. Minnesota obviously surprised me. I said they would have amongst the worst goaltending in the league. That turned out not to be the case. But that's over in the Central. We'll start to move.
And
before we move to that division, do you think Arizona, with all those young guys and everything they've been talking about, and you can accuse me of having a little bit of blue goggles on here, but Strome gets picked ahead of Marner, which if I'm them at that time, I think I'm doing the same thing.
I am too. And
But he's still sitting back in junior, and Marner's had a 60-point season. He's got a bigger body. Are you concerned about, you know, are they all that they're hyped up to be as in terms of having the next big wave of rookies coming, do you think?
Between Strome, Domi,
Claire spent some time back in the minors.
Yeah, okay, and I think they've been trying to, rumors have they've
Jacob
been trying
Chikrin.
To, they've been trying to peddle, you know, Duclair.
Yeah. Chikrin had a good rookie season on the blue line. Not an easy thing to do. I don't know. I look at it and I wonder if they're...
There's only so many Ekblads out there, right, in terms of 18-year-old.
Yep. You can step right in like that.
Yeah. And so, well, he may be 19 now. Yeah, no?
Chikrin? Not sure.
Okay. Flat out, don't know. But, yeah, I think they get roasted, right? They get thrown in with Florida in that analytics issue, right, in terms of how you build your team. And
I think 22-year-old GM or whatever.
And Mike Smith, that ship has sailed.
It looks like.
Right? So it's just – that's just a sea of apathy and a wash in mediocrity down there.
But
so
they just won't let die.
No.
Like they just won't let it go.
This is it. Somebody do something. Euthanize that. to me, until they can figure that out –
yeah.
That's just a mess, and nobody cares.
Nope.
I don't. Do you?
Not particularly.
No. To me, they are one of the very few. They in Colorado this year, free spots. One of the very few free spots on the bingo card.
Colorado holds a win over Toronto.
Okay. Well, sorry about that.
Moving into Central. When we last checked in on our midseason predictions, I played a sound clip of me saying they would have the worst goaltending in the league. That turned out not to be the case. At the time, they were leading the division. In the last month or so, they went off a fucking cliff.
Free falling.
And Chicago, somehow, once again, sits atop the Western Conference, not just the Central Division.
Professional winners. I heard that.
You just look at that team.
Label attached to those guys.
Perfect. They have just decided these are our guys. Taves, Kane, Hossa, Keith, Seabrook, Crawford.
Well, and they
everybody else is fucking interchangeable.
And they seem to do so well in terms of finding guys like
Panarin.
Exactly.
Fuck.
And those are the guys you go, where's that guy? We're just going to slide that guy in. And
you're right. He has been, for the last two seasons, I think he had 80 points last season. I don't know what he's at this year.
Right, as a rookie last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An older rookie, but still. And they just keep finding these guys, and they plug them in, and it fits with our system. They fit with our guys. But every year that they win, every year that they come close to winning, it's like, well, they've deleted this guy and this guy, and they had to trade that guy. But it never fucking matters. They don't touch the core, right? They don't touch.
Right.
Everything just clicks in around it, and they just keep, carrying on.
And you have guys, and you have that nice blend of, you know, with Hossa a little older.
Yeah.
Right? And then Keith, Seabrook, Taves, Kane, right? In terms of those layering of guys.
Yeah.
And I like their D right now, and we'll get more into that, but they just win, right? And they progress forward.
Just win, baby.
Corey Crawford.
Yeah.
You know, and when he falters, which he tends to seem to
be. There's always a round where he's sitting on the bench and Darling's playing.
Or a stretch, and Darling seems to have been able to to suck that up. And you and I both had I had Blackhawks, Predators, Blues.
Right.
Stars.
Yeah.
Wild. And now I'm pretty sure I had the Wild crossing over and taking that.
Yes, you did.
Whereas, you had Blackhawks, Predators, Stars, Blues.
Yeah. So right, the thing, so we should just have sailed on the Stars.
We just flipped.
Yeah.
Right. I had the Blues higher than the Stars. You had the Stars higher than the Blues. But we both had them in that 3-4 spot.
Yeah.
But
that seems to be over. Like, they had some injury trouble in Dallas, but whatever they were doing down there.
Western Conference regular season champions 1 year ago today.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were the one seed coming out of the West last year.
But that system of kind of run and gun and whatever, it's just not working.
Sagan, Ben,
if you're
gonna
play Spezza. It, you better have a goalie, and they do not.
Well, they have two.
Well,
who they are paying?
Ones.
Who they are paying a combined $11 million in change?
Yeah,
right. And that is, you know what? Somebody's got to get off their wallet and jettison both those guys.
Buy that shit out.
Buy that shit out.
Well, you wonder, right? Bishop, free agent. Fleury's going to be – like, Pittsburgh's going to have to do something creative if they don't want to lose Fleury for nothing. Or Murray, really. Like, that's an interesting thing when you think about the expansion draft. Everybody goes, well, they'll just protect Murray and go, actually, Fleury's got a no move. And if he tells you he's not leaving, you're exposing Murray. And that's the end of that. So there's going to be some goalie moving on the – and I don't know if Dallas can afford it right now. As you've mentioned, they're paying these guys a ton of money. But there's going to be some goalies available, and they'd be smart to grab one.
You best be grabbing one.
Colorado in this division, not just bad, historically bad. Like, they're coming up 11 points behind Toronto, who was 30th last year. Now, kind of a high ceiling for what a 30th place team was last, not because the Leafs were good, but just the point totals were all a little higher across the
Edmonton 29, Toronto 30, or flipped, whatever that was.
Yeah, it was 29-30. Like that.
And so both those teams, playoff teams this year.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, though, that's a testament to a little bit of patience. Is your team that shitty?
Have just a little patience.
Right. Whereas we both had the Avalanche finishing last, despite having guys like Duchesne, MacKinnon.
Man, it's just terrible. Like Tyson Barry, Eric Johnson.
Yeah. No, the makings of some good stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So to me, they're not that bad. And to me, I'm not surprised next year if they're finishing middle of this division.
Okay, but we'll get into that.
We will.
That's not just bad, though, right? Terrible.
This is coaches leaving just like before the season.
Joe Sakic's one of my favorite all-time players. Maybe not a favorite all-time GM, right? Maybe he's got to go.
He's got that hair like a freshly tussled young kid. Look at you.
Anything else stand out to you in the Central?
You know what? The Jets.
Benny!
Yep. To me.
Terrible.
We both had them. Well, you had them higher, right? Which I think they did, right?
I had them higher than Minnesota. We had flipped them in Minnesota.
You had the Jets in fifth. Mm-hmm. I had the Jets in sixth.
I didn't have them crossing over in your scenario. You did have
Yeah.
Minnesota crossing over.
Which didn't happen.
Nope.
Right? They're honestly four teams from all the divisions, which brings us to another segment of which we'll cover in the playoff preview. Get the fuck rid of the wild card system.
Stupid.
You want to do divisional playoffs, do divisional playoffs.
Yep.
Okay?
We will get to that.
Yep. So to me, yeah, that's the Jets, no goaltending.
Nope.
And I like their team. They're big and they're heavy.
And they're slow. Oh, sorry.
Big and heavy. I didn't.
I said slow.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I didn't contradict that.
Nope. And this gets into kind of what Lion A brought to the table, which was a lot. But his impact seemed to be, while he was scoring a ton of goals, he was holding his line mates back a little bit in terms of their possession numbers, their Corsi numbers.
But you look at his straight up numbers versus Matthew's straight up numbers. To me,
he's behind.
Okay, he may be, what is he, 1 point behind?
I don't know, but he's several goals behind, and that was supposed to be his.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, to me, in a much lesser role in a non-playoff team,
I think he does have more assists. He's getting to play with Scheifele and Wheeler. Matthews is playing with Zach fucking Hyman. Could you finish one of these goddamn passes, please?
Yeah. So, anyways.
Yeah.
To me, I was surprised after he took that big shot to the coco butt there.
Yeah.
That he came back and was still.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the things that he did.
Well, I think we talked about it on this show. I wondered out loud if he might.
Yeah, if it would change as an 18-year-old.
Settle him back, pull him back a little, make him a little nervous, right? A little gun shy. It didn't at all. So, no, he's a great player. He may end up to have an Ovechkin-like career, which will feature zero Stanley Cups, another Ovechkin number. But he's
love that just for the
he
record.
He can shoot like a motherfucker, right? And they've got some.
But I like me some Finnish hockey players over
Russians, the Ruskies.
Yeah,
for sure. But got to be a disappointment there. They've still got a lot of guys, believe it or not, from the Atlanta days that maybe need to be jettisoned, and maybe more than anything else, you need to find a goalie. And again, like we talked about with Dallas, there's going to be some available.
Well, you're not putting any faith in Hellebuck.
No, I'm not.
No, okay, neither am I. That's what I said.
Fucking Andre Pavlik coming up to save the season halfway through, and he shits the bed in a big way.
Oh,
too.
there's actual feces there in my bed.
On my sheets. Exactly. My Winnipeg Jets sheets.
Yes, exactly. And it's the old logo, too.
Should be. That was a much better one.
Of course it is. Metro Division.
Bling, bling, bling. Yeah.
And again, we've already touched on this. The interest level to me is much more at the bottom of this division in terms of.
Yeah.
And my memory is, it's short and it really is.
Especially with things I wasn't correct
about. Yeah, it's restricted to the things that I think I predicted right.
Well, let's take a look at that.
Okay, the bottom of the divisions.
You want to climb up?
I want to climb up because to me, to be honest with you, you had, as the last place team.
Oh, I see how we're going to do this.
Yeah. In the Metro. Well, no, not really. You had the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Shame. Shame.
Finishing dead last.
It's true, I did.
Now, me, I'm a much more.
You had way more faith in them.
I had them finishing seventh.
Yes.
And they came out of the blocks 0-2, and you're like, yeah, see, Torts, you fucked up the World Cup. And, oh, 17 games in a row without a loss?
Dope. Fucking
yeah.
Torts.
Okay, and now I don't have a pile of faith, but we'll get into that later. Mm-hmm. Awesome specialty teams, right? That is.
Well, first half, anyway, the power play has cooled off in a big way.
Love that.
For sure.
Yep, and so to me. Yeah, we both have them finishing right at the bottom.
Yeah.
Me in seventh, you in eighth. I had the Hurricanes in eighth.
Yeah.
You had the Hurricanes in seventh.
Yes, way up there.
Now, we both had the Devils finishing sixth.
They end up, I believe, in last.
Yes, I do believe they were. Yeah, we don't care about that. But yeah, to me, those are the things. Now, I had the Flyers finishing in sixth. You had them finishing in fifth, closer, like flirting with playoffs.
Yeah, maybe even crossing over.
And if you did say there would be five teams out of the Metro making it. And I said, I don't think the Atlantic sucks as much as
Well, it ended up being pretty close. The Islanders were right there. The Flyers fell off in the last 3 weeks.
The Islanders were right there, but the Lightning were right there with the Islanders.
Yep. No, it's true.
And then right behind them is the Panthers.
No, Panthers were eliminated before the Hurricanes and before the Flyers.
Okay, and honestly, the Hurricanes had that huge. They went 8-1-1 down the down the stretch.
How about this?
They were Johnny come lately mofos.
In that midseason show, when we were talking about teams that are getting hot at the right times, and this is with Florida sitting in maybe sixth in the division, I said Florida will win the division. Now, at the beginning of the season.
And I said Montreal will not make the playoffs.
So at the beginning of the season, you and I had Tampa. I know I'm jumping ahead on you a little bit here. Tampa first, Florida second, both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
By mid-season, both of those teams, at that point, Tampa is last when we did that show. But I said, even with Florida, they had won at that point like four in a row with a couple guys returning to the lineup who'd been hurt for a while. I said, they're going to come back and they're going to win this fucking division.
Uber dope.
And then they went like 6-30 the rest of the way or something like that.
Yeah, they put it right in the bowl.
It's true, man. Right with my faith in them.
No, we just...
So we jumped up. We were at sixth there. The Flyers and I had fifth. You had
And so you and I, if we look at the top, and it's fairly anticlimactic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Now, we both had identical top threes.
Yeah.
Capitals winning the division, so smart.
Yeah.
Penguins second.
Oh, we're good at this.
Islanders third, both of us. Oh. And I was talking about the strength of the Islanders goaltending,
yes.
How they had these three guys who all played in the World Cup and blah, 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 blah.
Not so much.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's a heavy swing and a miss by both of us.
Yeah, for sure. Rangers four.
Rangers four for both of us, yep. Right? I had... Whew. That's terrible. I had Devils fifth.
That is terrible. I had them sixth.
You had them sixth, and that was a flip flop of the Flyers.
Yes, that's right.
See, to me, and as you said, you have already alluded to the fact that you had the Flyers crossing over.
Yeah.
To me, not enough scoring depth. True. That bore out at the end of the season.
You want to talk? How about Steve Mason getting bored out all season long?
Well, but see, as I think we both said that the Achilles heel there.
Yes.
Was going to be goaltending, but at times
it was all right.
Mason was all right.
Neuwirth had one stretch there, 8 or 10.
Boy, and I'm not sure what's happened to him. You see him collapse a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was scary.
Right, and he's signed. He's the guy. Now
Mason's UFA.
I think that. Yeah, I think that. Well, you know what? They have, depending on who you listen to, four or five different guys, NCAA, AHL guys, goaltending wise.
Okay.
Very rich in prospects. But to me, if you don't have guys with NHL experience...
Well, there's one thing I know about the Flyers. It's goaltending depth.
Right.
What they
no,
do.
No. But in terms of draft picks, yep. And stuff that they've stockpiled, they're feeling very comfortable with what they have there.
Right.
And so they've extended or signed. Neuwirth has signed through two more years. Right? So I think they're hoping that he's going to bridge that gap.
Bridge, yeah.
But if he's not healthy, well, we don't know what's going on there. And you wonder anytime somebody collapses and...
Yeah, that's not ideal.
That's not ideal. It's not ideal.
So in the Metro year, any huge surprises? The Islanders?
Columbus and the Islanders.
Now, but the Islanders ended up being much closer to what we expected late in the season.
Well, Chris Tavares goes down 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the team just surges.
Now, they were already surging, but they didn't let off. Well,
on,
right?
On the back of Andrew Ladd.
Yeah. Columbus... We both had being terrible. They were right there all the way through this. And they end up third.
Goalie Bob did way better, I think.
Yes.
Right.
As you said, the power play early on was gigantic for them. Zach Werenski was a revelation for them. Some guys you've never fucking heard of, like Wenberg and...
Yeah, I had Wenberg and Sam Gagne had a career year there.
Yeah, Cam Atkinson.
Cam Atkinson with his 30-plus goals.
Right.
Right. Nick Foligno, also a great season.
I hate him.
Yeah, well, he's a personable guy. I like him.
Probably
Zen.
Wearing Senators colors.
That's how that goes. So. But no, that to me, that's it. And I think in hindsight, the one pick in this division that I look and went, oh, you know what? I could be better than that. My be better than that pick of the division is the Islanders, right? To me, I think I could have done. That's where I go. Okay, you know what? You kind of got lulled. You were lazy there. You were lazy on that pick.
You think so? You think they you should have saw them being worse?
As I was touting their goaltending and their D, right? Yeah. And the love of JT.
Right.
Right? You sort of go, okay, you know, do a little research. They weren't that good. Their goaltending was horrific.
Well, good enough for playoffs a couple of...
The year before.
And the year before that. They played the Penguins. They've... I don't know.
Okay, do you have a B better than that pick? Or are you comfortable with your picks?
Well, I clearly can't be comfortable. That was some way off.
Caps, Penguins, Islanders, Rangers, Flyers, Devils, Hurricanes, Blue Jackets.
So Blue Jackets, I'm way off. Everywhere else, I'm pretty close, I guess.
Yeah.
The Canes, right. Maybe. I'm not too far off. If you flip
well, see, the Canes came down to Cam Ward had, well, you know, not a fantastic season, a very reliable season.
You wonder, eh? Like, that guy was the next big thing when he won the Cup in 06. And he's just been okay.
Now, and he provided them with middle third goaltending, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like 11 to 20 kind of in the league.
Yep.
And so to me, with their decor, right, which is mobile, it's young, yeah. It's a bunch of things.
Falk and Hanifin and Murphy and they've got some pieces. Right?
So to me that's the deal. They've sort of rebranded and gone in a different direction.
Yeah. Remember when Jeff Skinner was going to be the next big thing?
But he had not a bad season.
Yeah. Well,
under the radar.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Well,
need a little more.
Okay, but see, to me, there's certain teams when I look at, especially in the Eastern Conference, right. And I look at teams for next year that'll take a step up versus teams that'll take a step back.
I just don't see Carolina on the come. I look at. You look what they got to punch through in that division.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, well, No. They're in a. But again, that's a spot where they're looking at continual improvement, and being better than, as we flip over to the Atlantic.
When they relocate into the Atlantic of Quebec City. That's what's coming next for Carolina.
Yeah, okay. And who's bumping out? Oh, hey, Detroit.
Go back west, you fuckers.
You're going into the Centrals again. See you later, Centrals.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So here we are.
You and I have decided pre-show.
Yes.
That
if we ignore the facts, we were pretty close.
If we ignore the fact that we both chose our top two seeds, if we just take those, remove those. From the equation.
Fire them into the sun.
So, in that case, I have Montreal first, Ottawa second, Boston third, Detroit fourth.
Hmm.
In our revisionist history, that makes Matt having Montreal first, Boston second, Senators third, Red Wings fourth.
Hmm. Oh, real history, how you bother me so.
Yes.
The
reality is we both had the Lightning first.
Dope.
And the Panthers second.
Now, if at some point the Lightning charter hadn't crashed into a mountain and forced them to dress an entire AHL lineup for 3 months, maybe that would have happened. But fuck, that was an unhealthy team. You look at what they were scratching most nights.
Well,
like Kucherov putting up 40 goals. Thank God he did. Or they're, man, basement dwell. Braden Point, 2 years ago, is a world junior superstar. Now he's the number one center in Tampa.
And it's funny because somebody said, yeah, Braden Point. And I'm like, Braden Point.
13th forward for Team Canada.
Where do I know that name from?
Yeah.
Was he not a world junior guy?
Yep.
Which is, as we know, which is what everything gets circled back to.
Yeah, of course it is.
And you go, but he's been awesome down the stretch.
Yep.
Right? In terms of.
He will lead Syracuse to a great AHL playoff.
And as we talked about, you know, once they flipped out Filppula, Bishop, Boyle, right?
I'm flipping out.
And no Stamkos.
Yeah, no Tyler Johnson.
Man, they have been good. Just not, honestly, they pushed the Leafs.
Yep.
And the Bruins.
Hot.
And the Bruins and the Senators, right?
They were 8-1-1 in their last 10.
Right down the stretch, making it super interesting.
You start looking at what they're going to plug back in. Drouin has a breakout year.
And how Vasilevsky finished the season,
shows himself to be a capable number one. Point will be back and ready to go next season as, you know, maybe their number two or three center.
That team wins the division next year.
Yeah, it was winning the division this year. So
what I'm saying is early odds on favors to win the division next year.
Yeah.
Write it down. Toronto wins the division next year.
Oof, look at the fucking balls on that guy.
They're blue.
They are very blue.
For so many reasons.
Okay, so we've come through it. I had Lightning Panthers. Yep. I had Canadians. I had Senators making the playoffs.
Yeah.
In fourth spot.
Right.
I had Bruins not making it in fifth. Red Wings, Sabres. I put the blue team in eighth.
Dead last.
Sabres.
Oh, your bias is showing.
Yep.
Okay. So you had
Lightning.
I'm the optimist. I had the blue team long since out of eighth and up to seventh.
You had Lightning, Panthers, Canadians, Bruins. Also Bruins not making the playoffs.
It was a crossover. Yep.
Senators in fifth. Red Wings. Oh.
Blue.
Bluey.
Hello, blue.
And then Sabres in eighth.
Yeah.
To me, next year, if you look at it, Bruins out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, I look at as the Lightning push, and you know what? We'll see if Robin Leonard can hold up, but the ever-evolving, you give Buffalo Jack Eichel for a full season.
He was like a point a game since he came back.
Since I dropped him.
And I picked him up.
Yeah. Thanks so for that. that's this year's Joe Thornton from the year before, just so we know. Guys, I dropped him. Matt picked up. Yeah, I like Buffalo improving. Obviously, I don't see Toronto dropping out of the playoffs. I don't see the Red Wings in any way pushing. To me, the Bruins are one of those moving teams, but they're moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
I like the teams that we picked at the bottom of the division, Sabres and Leafs, both of us just in opposite orders.
Yep.
Moving up, right?
What do you think about Montreal? If they don't take a hard run, Price is unrestricted a year from now.
Yeah, okay, but unless the
what if he says I don't want to play here anymore? You're not serious. You don't have anything coming.
No, and this is what I'm saying. Unless Vancouver takes a hard run at him, can you imagine?
Yeah, but why would he sign there? I know it's home, but they suck too.
Okay, no, I know, but it's home.
How about this? How about the Islanders?
Really?
I don't know. Like teams that are good, but you're have a sucky goaltender.
You're a UFA.
Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to throw out who is a good team that lacks goaltending. Anaheim?
Toronto?
Yeah, okay. You would have laughed in my fucking face if I'd have said Toronto.
Sure, I would have.
I might anyway.
Yeah.
Winnipeg? What would he do to Winnipeg?
Oof.
That's a big step forward in a real hurry for them. Like, that's an interesting...
Well, okay. The dude's an upgrade...
On anyone.
On like anyone.
He
on
can
anyone.
Go to New York and be number one.
What is right? What I'm saying? I'm saying, how about Edmonton? How about Calgary?
Right. Get him back into Western Canada. And so anyway, the Habs were 15-14 from December through their break in February. Everyone had that 5-day break. That's where they brought in Julian.
When they jettisoned.
Yeah, Therrien and brought in Julian, and they went 16-7 after that. So you're going from 43 points,
and you know
percent
what?
Of points to your 67% of your points.
And we talked about it at the end of the deadline, and the guys, the Dwight Kings, and they brought in
bigger,
from Detroit.
Steve Ott.
Ott. And you just went, okay, they've gotten heavier and bigger and slower.
Yep.
I've seen the opposite.
Yeah.
In watching them play.
Yep.
And seeing them live a couple times, and you go, man.
No, it's true. They've been much better than I expected. But it doesn't shock me at all to find out that in round two, Ottawa or Boston or somebody beat them, put them out.
Yeah, no. To me, it's funny. I don't like their chances. I don't like their chances of beating the Rangers.
Right. So to me, I don't know how long, because at this point, that core is what it is. And so how long is Price going to hang around and... It's not to me. I know they'll back the truck up and
hey,
give him whatever
he wants.
Who's
that guy playing on the top line? What's his name? Dunno.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll give him whatever he wants. Unless what he wants is to fucking leave. And that would be a great call by him. I'd respect him if he left.
We'd love him more if he did. Because, yeah, he's the linchpin. He's the thing that's keeping that team from free falling.
And back stop. That Canadian Olympic.
This is it. He should go and play somewhere in Europe.
Zurich, perhaps, or something like that. You'll have a great time.
I love it.
Can ski a little.
Do it.
And we'll see you at the Olympics.
Do it. Interesting stuff, man, to be honest with you. Making picks is hard.
And I'm bad at it.
No, I don't think either one of us are bad at it. I think if you look at those, the thing with prognosticating and looking at a season is exactly like we've done with our fantasy teams.
Yep.
Right, you go, hey, in a perfect world, if everything goes perfect, this is this and this
Joe
and this.
Joe Pavelski was a great first-round pick.
Oh.
If everything goes well.
And is that who you chose for your first pick?
It is.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't.
We'll contrast that with, and you picked where? Number?
Fifth.
Okay, I picked seventh and got Connor McDavid.
I was just waiting for his collarbone to blow apart again.
Okay, but seventh. So we're not just looking at you.
No, a lot of people.
We're
passed.
Looking at six other guys who took a floater on Connor McDavid.
Awesome. One of them took Crosby. That turned out all right. One of them took Holtby. That turned out all right. The guy who took Joe Pavelski, though, that did not turn out all right.
My second pick, Brent Burns.
That's going all right. All right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, yeah, is you look at that and go, you're making predictions and prognosticating on perfect seasons.
Yeah, and anyone can sit down and look at what happened last year and go, okay, now everybody's a little older, whether that means now they're too old or now they're in their prime. You have to dig a little deeper.
For sure. And go, and that's what I said. The Islanders, for me, be better than that. That's glaring. The rest of them, the Blue Jackets, I had finishing in second last. I don't back away from that.
And they may next year.
This is what I'm saying. Right, they were the 2 years before.
Right.
So to me, you are a rookie defenseman and good goaltending and a nice system up front on your specialty teams.
Wait till you get tired of John Tortorella, like next November, and we'll see if the wheels start coming off a little.
So. To me, I'm telling you, that team is flirting with not making the playoffs next year.
Oh, that's some sweet talk right there.
Okay, so but this is it, right? And so that's the kind of thing that creeps up and bites you in the ass.
All right, in the ass.
Prognosticating.
Again. Let's wrap this one up. That's Tall Can Sports. We'll see you on the next one.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at Tall Can Audio.